Mark and Ross have that intonation, that question intonation that I just did running. But anyway, the interesting thing is that he corrected it to jogging. I don't know why that's interesting. But
July 15th, Mark, or rather it was the 16th, Mark said to Ross, please pass the syrup. And Ross kind of slammed the syrup over to him. I think it was kind of heavy. And Mark said, I didn't say please bang the syrup. Yeah. And Ross said, I couldn't give you it soft.
In the car we were, I don't know what started this, Brian. Do you remember? Life is so hard.
Something about how it was hard to get back to, hard to drive around back to some road or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what brought this up, but Mark sort of gave a sigh and said, life is so hard because some people can't keep away from some people of it. Then he said, some bumblebees can't keep away from some people, some kids, that was it. And then he mumbled this on and on. Something can't do something else.
No.
And trees can't keep away from. There was a big pause, and he said, well. And that's not all of it. There's more of life.
Okay, in between he said, bumblebees can't keep away from some kids, and some kids can't keep away from some bumblebees. And some dogs can't keep away from some kids, and some kids can't keep away from some dogs. And then he finished with the part that Mary said, and that's not all of it. There's more of life. There's none of life. Is that right? It says none or more. Or whatever she said earlier.
Say again about how your milk goes down your foot.
No, this goes down.
Say it, Mark.
The French toast goes down my foot.
Sometimes when I drink what?
Eat.
All the time.
Say it right, Mark. Sometimes when I eat French toast, what?
I fall down in my tummy and I drink and I have to drink the milk and it falls down in my foot.
Right. Milk goes in your foot and the French toast goes in your tummy?
No. Which
one goes in your tummy?
The French toast.
Which one goes in your foot?
The French toast.
Yeah.
The milk washes the French toast down.
Oh, I see. Mark, after it gets to your foot, what happens to it then? After it gets to your foot, what happens to it then?
It's just smushed.
It's just smushed up?
Mm-hmm.
What about yours? Does it go down? Ross, are you making a mess?
I'm nothing.
It's right there under your knife.
Mark, you sit down today.
You know what? You won't believe this funny thing with gum when after dinner. It goes in a thing that looks like a toothpaste thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
It's just gum.
That's it?
Yeah.
So, what do you do with the toothpaste thing?
You squish it and the gum comes out.
This is recording.
And you put the mouth on the toothpaste. Then and you squish it and it comes in your mouth and you chew it.
Well, what about brushing your teeth?
Well,
you don't brush your teeth with gum, do you?
I don't know, do you?
Uh-uh.
Right. So what good is gum?
Sugar.
Exercising your teeth.
Hmm. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is there any other way to exercise?
What's that?
What's this?
That's what he just told you about.
What's that?
This is bubble gum.
What's that?
In a toothpaste tube.
Oh, I see.
Don't open the lid.
She was talking about exactly that.
Bazooka.
Toothpaste. Tell the recorder that it's okay.
I don't care.
It's okay. It's okay, recorder. There really is gum in a toothpaste tube.
There is. Yeah. And it's bubble gum.
I'd say that's pretty disgusting, wouldn't you?
No, what? What flavor?
I don't know. We're not going to let you ever have any more, are we?
Yeah, after breakfast.
You're going to let them have that stuff?
Yeah.
Their teeth will fall out like Adam's did.
Whose?
You see Adam's teeth fell out?
He didn't brush it. He didn't brush his teeth very much.
That's why they fell out. Yeah. Yeah.
This bubble gum is bazooka.
Bazooka. Marcy, are you hungry?
What did he say? Ladies and gentlemen, people are going berserk.
Who said that?
On
what did they say when the people are going crazy?
Pinkerton, remember?
Did they really say that? Ladies and gentlemen, the people are going berserk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You didn't say they were going bazookas?
Mm-mm. Berserk.
I haven't read Rose for Pinkerton. Would you read that to me?
Oh, sure.
Could you read it to
when
me?
When the cat got loose,
mm-hmm,
among the dogs.
Because the cat took over. The cat thought that the cat thought that it was a great game dog, right, Mom? But then she started to think that she was a poodle in the corn test.
The cat was a poodle?
In the corn test.
In the corn test of the poodles. And then all the poodles, and Pinkerton tried to be a cat. And so then, the dog suspected that there was a cat there.
Good job.
And then all the people had these signs about the cat, and the man, and some of them were running. And that's why the man said, "Lady, there's
done. Good, go wash your hands.
The people are going berserk."
That's funny. Now look at what a good job Marky did. Do you think you can do a good job? I hate to compare you with your brother, but...
Stop.
Ross, I was just thinking about you last night, and I said, you know, if that boy would eat more, he'd grow taller.
Mm-hmm. Really strong.
Did you see how much Adam eats?
Adam is such a good eater.
He's a good eater. That's why he's bigger than you.
Mm-hmm. Really is.
It's true.
It really is, Ross.
Not older,
but bigger.
He's not bigger.
Taller. You know why he's bigger and taller?
What?
Eats more. Want to get big, you got to eat. Yeah, it's true. Sure, it's true. How do you think he gets so big?
Like me, only he's length.
He's what? Length?
I'm early.
Did you wash your hands, honey?
Look, I'm early for the
eggs.
Okay.
Look,
I'm early for the eggs. So that's why every breakfast I'm 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really 6.
Uh-huh.
But then everybody thinks he's 6 because he's late.
Mm-hmm. But the reason they think that you're five instead of six is because you're
small. Adam?
Almost the same age.
Because he's late, and I'm early.
Half year different.
We had this birthday
he was born after
party
you.
At his house.
And he just turned six, which was a half year after Ross turned six.
I'll do something.
Ross, you are a half year older than Adam. You're older than Adam. You are going to be seven soon. And he's not going to be seven for a whole year. You're six and a half and he's only six.
Let's pop down.
Okay.
Hey Mark, show Daddy the tape recorder. Mark, show Daddy what's wrong with the tape recorder.
It's rolling!
Daddy, the tape recorder.
It's okay.
It's
doing fine.
It's okay to have that thing flipped out?
Well, it doesn't hurt anything.
Mark was going to do it.
No, you haven't finished your breakfast, Ross. No.
No.
You're going to grow this week to be as big as Adam only.
I'm gonna grow
one more,
really
one
big.
More
okay.
More than one.
One.
No, Ross.
Okay, two.
I didn't even give him a full glass of milk.
All of them.
He doesn't eat, does he?
Yeah. No, he doesn't eat.
How are you going to get big and strong if you don't
eat? He has to eat, and this is his main meal of the day.
And
he doesn't really cram it in now. He doesn't eat lunch.
He won't get to be as bustly as he thinks he's going to be.
I eat a lot of stuff.
You know how you could guess you could take care of yourself? If you get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That would help you get. That's part of your karate lessons is to eat some food. Okay, that's enough. I'll eat the rest. I don't want him to get sick. Look at that nose. Did you wash your nose when you went to wash up?
No.
Let me come over here. I'll fix your nose. Come over here. Good. You got it.
Smart kid.
Yes, my kid.
Come on.
Okay. Go ahead, kids. See, Ross, you weren't that stuffed that you couldn't
eat. That boy could have eaten the whole plate.
He said, did you like the breakfast today? And I said, yeah, it was good. And he said, you know what? I even wanted the breakfast of it. I told her what I wanted.
I'll see that.
I was the teller and I told her what I wanted.
Let me see.
That's just empty. Oh, Mark, please put it back in the garbage.
Not?
Please put it back. It's just got a couple left. Okay, please put it. Don't do it. It'll fall on the floors. Mark, thank you. Anyway, what he was saying is that Mommy made what he wanted for breakfast. A song called, This Cat is an Adorable Kitty. And he goes around singing it. He also says something about da-da-da USA. Something about Kitties USA or something. Everything is
kitty.
Do you want to sing your kitty song?
Okay, you sing it.
For the tape card?
Then I know it.
When a cat is an adorable kitty.
When a cat is adorable bull kitty.
Daddy came in from outside the doors and he said, Daddy, you know what? I said, what, Martin? He said, well, do cats eat birds? Yes. Mary said, what? And Marky said, cats eat birds. And I was, he just really wanted to tell us that cats eat birds.
But I really knew it.
I know you did.
I'm still getting hungry.
That's because you haven't eaten.
Yeah, but I eaten from one other time. Now I'm still eating.
I'm not strong enough.
I know I could, but it's littler. David Winsky's brother.
Can bend a pen?
Josh.
Yeah, Josh can bend a pen.
No, he can't.
Yes, you can.
It's a trick.
Well, could, can you do the trick?
No.
Mom said he could.
Put it in a vise.
Oh, okay.
Could you?
You want me to use tools to bend it?
And I want to see how he did it. Like,
what happened today. Somebody threw a ball at me and hurt it in my hand. And I said, not hurt it, hurt. And he said, you said I could talk like that. And I said, no, not even people in Pittsburgh don't say hurt it. Okay. Ross is now accusing me of having said that he could speak Pittsburghese to mother. What did you say? Mother made it? What happened? Mother corrected your error?
I corrected him and he told me that he could talk wrong to you.
Me incorrectly, Mother?
Incorrectly to Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy promised him that Ross could speak incorrectly to Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, is that true?
No.
Yes.
No. You want to hear what the deal was? I mean, you said liar, liar, pants on fire.
What?
You said liar, liar, pants on fire, right?
Yeah.
Inadmissible.
Can't say that. Can't say that in an argument, right?
Not in the courtroom.
Can't say that. Can't say that with adults. You can only say that with other kids. What I said is you could speak Pittsburghese with other children, but not in our house. It's okay in first grade. Crying will get you nowhere.
Well,
okay, tell me the truth. What do you think I said? Tell the tape record so you have it on the tape record.
You said I can talk that way to you.
Well, how about to your friends?
Them too.
You mean you can talk that way all the time? Is there anyone you can't talk like that to?
In my English.
Hmm?
In my English class.
How about when you talk to Sally Gurin? Can you talk that way?
Uh-uh.
How about when you talk to Dr. and Mr. James McWhinney?
What?
Uh-huh. Dr. and Mrs. James McWhinney.
Senior.
The grandparents. Then can you talk like
that? I don't talk very much there.
When they come and visit, can you speak like a Pittsburgher?
I do.
You do?
I've done it before. But with Mark.
What happened?
They knew.
They said it was okay?
Well, they need to close talking to Mark.
Cool. Well, how about if you talk to policemen?
I'll change.
What?
I'll change it.
Well, change it to the good or to the bad?
Good.
So you think you can get away with it? So you can get away with it at school, and you think you can get away with your father too, huh? Does your father speak Pittsburgh style? No. How about your mother? How about your brother?
Yeah.
What does he say?
What does he says? A.
And what else?
I don't remember.
Does he say hurted?
What? Yeah.
He does?
He says all those words all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he doesn't know any better, though.
So why can't I?
He's kind of young. I hope to teach him the right way. And he does things that you do. If you don't do the right way, then you won't have a brother do well.
Right. Think about this. Right.
So why he's a little kid, why can't I?
Hmm?
Oh, why he's a little kid, why can't I?
Okay, well, what's the deal that you want to strike? What? What does it mean to strike a deal? Don't do that. Don't do that. What does it mean to strike a deal? But you said, I asked you, what was the deal you want to strike? And you said you understood me. Do you understand what that means? What was the deal you wanted to strike?
Well, I want the deal to be that I could talk Pittsburghese in front of you.
That's what you want to get away with? Now, why should I let you get away with that? No, Mark doesn't speak Pittsburghese. He speaks baby talk.
That is Pittsburghese.
No. How about Joey's daddy? What does Joey's daddy speak? Does he speak Pittsburghese? Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Sure he does.
That?
Sure he does. That's what he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
He's a grown man and he speaks Pittsburghese.
Maybe it's much because because Joey and his brother does for most.
You mean he learned it from them?
Mostly from his brother.
So who's the person that speaks the most Pittsburghese in the whole world?
Joey's brother.
Right. And you think that his father learned it from him? There are other people that speak Pittsburghese, Ross. How about Mary Ann? Does she speak Pittsburghese?
Yeah.
Hmm? How about her boys? Not as much. Pretty much, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know, I found Marky speaking some real Pittsburghese lately.
What did you say?
I can't remember. It was phonetic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was real strong. Okay, Ross, here's the deal. As long as you recognize and understand the difference, I remember the deal. I remember the deal we made. Do you remember it?
Yeah, what I just said.
Go ahead, say it. Nope, you missed part of the deal.
What was it?
As long as you can always say it both ways, then you can talk in front of me. As long as you know how to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, well you forgot to tell me that.
But I can't do it triple or...
Well, how many languages can you speak?
Two.
What are they?
Pittsburghese and
proper English.
Proper
English. What about Hungarian? Can you speak any Hungarian?
No.
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Mark speak any Hungarian?
Oh.
He does pretty good. He does pretty good. Yeah. Good accent.
Okay. Mark said, didn't Ross and I get home very lately today? He said that several times. We got home very lately today, didn't we?
I said, how is it that JJ has so many birthdays and always when I was at Eastmont? That's the first use of how is it, I think, that I've heard from Ross.
Why?
No, you said, how is it?
I said, why?
No, that's not how
it is. Is it that...
Why is it?
That he has so many birthdays.
Oh, why is it? You didn't say, how is it?
Uh-uh.
Do you ever say, how is it?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what that means?
What?
It means same as why, isn't it? But it asks how it happened.